This is Gwen Perchbacher, and I'm interviewing Franklin Thompson at their home at, I have to write it down here, 304 Pinion Drive, Poncha Springs, Colorado, and we're at the home of Franklin and Virginia Thompson, and I'm going to have Franklin tell you about the family, what part of his family first came to this area.
My grandfather, Frank Churcher, came from Michigan and went to the mines of Monarch and ran a cable car, and he was a very strong man, so he ran, did two men's work and got two men's pay. And then my grandmother, she came from Iowa. I think it was Boone, Iowa. And they met and married in Salida. My grandfather then, after working in the mines for a while, came to Salida and called his friend Mr. Haight back in Michigan to come with, and they started a furniture and undertaking business.
And how do you spell the other?
H-A-I-G-T.
H-A-I?
H-A-I-G-T.
H-A-I-G-T, okay.
And they ran that for years. My grandmother and grandfather had four children, two boys who passed away from the sicknesses in those days, and two girls who lived a long, healthy, prosperous life. My mother, Nina Lorraine Churcher, married my father, who was a chemist, graduate of the Colorado School of Mines, and came eventually to become a superintendent of the smelter in Salida. And my aunt, Ruth Churcher Yeager, she married a prominent undertaker from Denver and lived to be 97 years old. Now, I was born to Arthur and Nina in 1918, just a few months before World War I ended. I was born in Salida, and we stayed there until the smelter was closed down for about 3 years, then moved to Denver. And a very interesting life all over the world, you might say. And one of the interesting things in my particular life was, I was just the other day, 50 years in the Sertoma Club, Service to Mankind. I was in the Denver Club for years, and then I've been in 25 years in the Salida Sertoma Club. We do hearing and speech, helping people in the area that need help, and many other things like the flag, putting out the flags on national holidays, and also the street breakfast prior to the FIBARC, and many other times, to obtain money to help these people. Now, some of the things that are, I find that are interesting over the years, when I came back up here, because we had, after my grandmother passed away in Denver, we had to come back because of property we owned, and Bob Bill Rush, who was our attorney at the time, took us to Buena Vista, to the courthouse, where the courthouse was in Buena Vista at that time when I was about 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And then later it, of course, moved to Salida, where it is now. Some of the worst things that happened, people allowed in Salida area, allowed the trains to be removed from Marshall Pass, and from Salida also to over Monarch Pass, which could be just like the Durango to Silverton trains, which are very prosperous. Salida is about the same size now as when I was born, but it's a great retirement community, but the children are happy here when they're young and brought up, but they don't have too much of a chance to make a good living in the area when they grow up. So one of the possibilities that they have is to go to leave the community to go to a bigger city to make a good living. So that is a problem, but it's a wonderful place to live. The fact that they have schools, hospitals, a hospital now, there were two when I was born, but and the doctors, Kerfman, who brought me into this world, and Dr. Kokums were the two main doctors in those days. And my father and Dr. Kokums used to go duck hunting down in the San Luis Valley and shoot ducks. One day they were betting a cigar on who got the most, and they ended up with 25 apiece. Dr. Kokums was quite a well-known physician in here in Salida. And of course in those days Poncha Springs was much larger than it is today, but the fires ruined some of the hotels and some of the houses in those days. It was pretty bad.
Were you here at that time when the fires took place? Or?
No, probably not. I don't remember anything about that, of course. I do remember some things, like going to Mrs. Harriet Alexander's house for cookies and and things like that. Oh, one of the... In those days, old-time Salida had a lot going for it. They had the Salida Granite Corporation. There were several other small ones. And they had other businesses that were pretty good, and they have been extinct now.
Where was your grandfather's mortuary located?
On First Street there, not far from the F Street, and Mr. Haight put that cupola up on the mountain where the big S is now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He put the money up for that, I believe. And my grandfather was in the either a director or instrumental in the First National Bank, which the Prestons were good friends of ours, where he was the president, and the vice president, his brother was the vice president in Denver to the First National Bank. And there was my grandfather was also a director of the Salida Granite Corporation, and we, being in the stone business in Denver, used to have carloads of granite there. We also used to get carloads from Ewell Marble near Redstone.
And where was that business located,
that was
Frank?
That was in Denver. Right near Cherry Creek and Sherman and Spear Boulevard. And
but the granite company here in Salida that he was director of...
It's right there where Picey Hilton took over the big shed. It's right there still.
On 5th Street?
I believe that's right. Still there, being used as a in the lumber yard. Let's see.
Is the building that the mortuary was in, is it still standing?
I think so. It's changed a lot. There's a sign still on the, one of the buildings downtown now.
I was thinking, I've seen that name, H-A-I-G-H.
T.
T. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, they're used to... Oh, my grandfather was also the fire chief of Salida.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a ribbon showing that when he passed away, they gave him for being... And then pictures. Pictures, I've had pictures in the articles and pictures in the little magazines or books that have been printed.
Mm.
And my dad put a climbed up the top of that 365-foot smelter and put a dollar, cemented a dollar up there on the top when they built that.
Mm.
And
was your father here then during the building of the smelter?
Yes, oh yes, he was superintendent of it.
Mm.
Before and after, and when it was closed by the Ohio Smelting Company.
The Ohio Smelting Company?
That was a, there's a, another name to that, but I can't recall it right now. Other things that... Oh, one interesting thing that I had in my life, you did a lot of bird hunting and used to go out east of Denver to a place called Hudson, Colorado, where there was a restaurant called the Pepper Pot. And the man that owned it was named Sam Howard. And I got to talking with him one day, and I said I would... born in Salida. He says, well, I was born in Howard, and he said, my grandfather started that town. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
That I ran into him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must have been 30 years ago. When I lived in Denver, and we used to go out east hunting, my son and I, and
did you visit your grandparents when your parents weren't here? Did you visit them in Salida?
My grandfather died 1 year before I was born.
Oh.
He died in 1917. My grandmother came to Denver with us.
I see.
And the manager of the smelter, Max Schott, went to Climax and was principally responsible for their making a lot of money, and he retired from there. He wanted my father to go with him, but my mother wasn't too well after the war there. She had the bad flu,
mm-hmm.
which a great many people passed away, and there's markers in Fairview Cemetery where I have lots of my grandfather's buried and my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, Dad didn't go to Climax, he went to Denver and opened up a stone business, monuments and markers and all kinds of marble tabletops and that type of thing.
Well, it's a small world. I went to the Max Schott School for a short time in Climax.
Is that right? For heaven's sake. Well, my wife's sister taught school up there in Climax and Leadville and Salida, Buena Vista, many places around, and finally went to Alaska, where she taught some of the Indians and others, and retired up there and still living there in Kenai. And that's basically what I know about Salida until we came back here, and that was we were traveling around 26 or 7 years ago looking for some place to retire. We went all over Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, and just happened to come here and stop at the Jim Epps Monarch Motel, and happened to see that this place was for sale. Came out and bought it to like the quietness of the, which this is what used to be called Rosedale. My mother said they'd come out here for picnics.
Oh, Pontchartrain Springs was called Rosedale?
No, just this road here.
Oh, just this area.
This area here of Pontchartrain, Pinion Boulevard, and they'd picnic in through here, and the ladies used to come, even when we first came up here, they'd come out and get the rose hips for tea and jelly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another thing that Mother used to talk about, and I didn't know, but they used to go skating at Isherwood's Pond. Now, I'm not sure just where that was, but and my grandfather used to take them up to the North Fork to go fishing and camping. In fact, he was a great fisherman. He used to go down underneath the bridge that, by the way, he was one of the principal builders of the bridge. His name is one of the 5 people on a plaque there on the First Street Bridge right now.
Huh.
And he'd go down in the river there and in about 15-20 minutes catch a limit of trout. Fly fishing.
Now this was your mother's father, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My father's father came from Illinois to around Pueblo, owned ranches in that area, and became commissioner of Pueblo County, and raised cattle, had a farm back there.
You mentioned a while back about Harriet Alexander having cookies there. Can you tell me a little bit about your relationship with her?
Just, she was a friend of my mother's and my grandmother's. That's all. There was Frank Lloyd was one of the members of the Salida Granite Company, and he used to send me a telegram every Christmas.
Well, is that the Lloyds that lived on F Street?
Yes, he bought our house at 846 F.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother sold it to him after my father. Grandfather passed away. Let's see.
Did you go to school at all in Salida?
No, I was just 3 years old. I didn't. I went to school in Denver, Colorado University, Denver University for 3 years after Colorado. Then Douglas Aircraft 4 years, the Army 2 years, the infantry, then private businesses.
You said you'd lived all over the world.
Well, I lived in California. We go to Hawaii every year.
And what? Why did you go there? Was it just, had you been there before?
Where?
As an Army person in Hawaii?
No, I wasn't there. Just went there, loved it, still do.
Mm-hmm.
Hope to go this...
this winter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to go for a while.
Well, tell me about when you met Virginia.
We met in Denver. Actually, we went together some when we were both going to Denver University. I waited until she graduated when I was out in California, and she was had traveled to take her mother back to Pennsylvania and New York, and I wrote her to come to be married in Los Angeles.
I take it she came.
Oh, yes, 60 years ago.
You've been married 60 years.
Mm-hmm. We will be in January.
Mm-hmm. It's a good long time.
Yes, indeed. Happy.
Well, tell me a little bit about when you came back to Salida, how you found things that the businesses and the businesses that were here when you came back.
Well, of course, they lost a lot of the railroad. The railroads were big when I was born. The Granite Company was big. The Lumber Company was big. They were just starting, I think, thinking about skiing. And, of course, the fishing and the boating has always been good in Salida. And the hunting, of course, around here is fantastic. Still is.
Mm-hmm.
Always has been.
Have you always done a lot of hunting and fishing?
Bird hunting and fishing, a lot. Fly fishing, yeah. My son, Arthur, he loves fishing and hunting and skiing. He's a ski instructor and a tennis professional. And I played a lot of tennis. In fact, we went to the Nationals.
Ooh.
3 times, his father and son. Did we won some, lost some, but we got beaten by the big boys.
When was he born? Was he born in Denver?
He was born in Denver, 1946 or 7, 47.
Mm-hmm.
Still wins a lot of tennis tournaments. Had more trophies. we went to our great step grandson's wedding in Avon a month ago at the Ritz-Carlton. Never been to such a fancy place. It is something. But
you were telling me a little bit about the railroad and a little bit about Dr. Kokums and Dr. Kerfman. Did you personally know them, or?
Well, Dr. Kerfman brought me into this world. Dr. Kokums was also a very good friend of my father's. However, and we used to see him, his wife and niece. His niece lived in Denver, about a block from where we lived,
mm-hmm.
And her sons, and Dr. Kerfman's son. I went to parties with him in Denver. There, he went to Denver like I did.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of the, it's amazing how you run around the people from Salida. I remember we were in California when we got married. My folks were out there, and people that from Salida were, well, hello, you know. It's amazing how they traveled from a little place like Salida, Pontius Springs, and goes to all over the world, really.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them end up coming back.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's a lovely place to retire. Mm-hmm. And especially, but it's not the place to make a living, but except for those lucky ones who have a good business or make one. Mm-hmm. It really is a fine place to live. Good climate. We need a little more moisture.
Right.
Always.
Well, Frank, tell me a little bit about your schooling. I know it was in Denver, but can you tell me a little bit about what sticks out in your mind about your going to school, grade school? Start with grade school.
Well, I didn't like school when I first went. Until I got, school was, sports was more, I was more interested in sports than I was at school until I got to junior high, and then came algebra, and there was one, I was the second best algebra student.
Mm-hmm.
But then from then on, school was fun. I did all right. I went to CU, didn't, played around too much, and went to DU for 3 years and joined the Beta Fraternity and did well and had fun. I was on the tennis team and worked at the same time. I worked at a job all the time I was going to college and in Denver. And then I went to California and worked in as a tooling engineer for Douglas Aircraft and the infantry for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all around and different little businesses, some profitable, some not profitable. You don't win them all.
Well, were those businesses you started?
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We built a automobile. My partner was a genius inventor, and we built 5 cars. One of them is in Harold's on display. They paid us $50,000 in those days for the prototype, but we never did do any really good on it. And then I was in the toy business, and we did all right, but no great. Then I went with my father's business, went with him, and we did pretty well.
Now that was the mortician business?
No, that was the monument markers. All kinds of stone and marble tabletops and flagstone, and we did a lot of lettering, engraving, and things in the parks for George Cranmer, showing the mountain range in the park, and different things like that. And then retired. No, then I was in the banking business for a little bit. That's what I retired from.
Oh, banking business. What bank?
East Denver Bank. Now it's East Denver. Used to be Colfax National.
Mm-hmm.
I was a PR man and director of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting business. That was fun.
Sounds like you had quite a career in a lot of different things.
Well, a lot of different things is right. Yeah. Well, it's kind of fun to diversify. Mm-hmm. And then they come back up and go fishing and hunting and resting and walking. And don't have far to fly fish around here.
No, you don't.
But then times go by.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you, any people in Salida or businesses that you would like to tell me about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to go to the Old Goats in Denver.
Oh.
And Bill Burtness was down there. He was one of the principal starters of that. And I went with some friends, and we went to the Wadi's there. And then when I came up here, I was a member of the Old Goats and went up with Harold Koster, always wanted to go with me. And we had a lot of fun in the Old Goats. And we brought a bunch of old goats to Mount Chavanaugh and around in here.
For people that don't know what the Old Goats are, do you want to tell us
about
that?
They're white goats, like mountain goats. And we thought that was something to be behind and help them. And we had every year we had a Colorado State University man that would watch the goats and tell us all about them. And they'd go up. We even had a balloon ascent up there in this place where Elmo Bevington had a pond there, and we'd go fishing, and some would go from Friday night to Sunday.
Now, is that what was called Bevington Ranch? Or
yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, where is that located?
Well, it's it's past, I think it's, I forget the turnoff, but you go up Monarch Road, and about halfway up, you turn off past the little river, North Fork, mm-hmm. and you go on up there, several miles, and there's a meadow, and that's where we park our campers and tents, and it was interesting, and most of the Salida. They were all over the world, though. There was one fellow from England, and there were a lot of them from Denver and Colorado Springs, Pueblo. And we'd have a catered food, very good, reasonable. And we'd fish at M.O. Bevington's place there. He would allow one fish to be caught, and the biggest one was 10 pounds.
Wow.
And we'd have campfires and singing, and then there'd be prayers and talk about the next year and about the old goats and how many they were increasing and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a combination of fun and education.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was a fun deal. It's still going. I don't go as often anymore, but...
Do you know what year it was started?
I've forgotten. But it must have been 30-some years ago. Because when I was in Denver, that was when I first started going to the Wadi's. Wadi being just a water hole for the goats. Oh, and one thing about them, there was no women, no children, or something else. I forgot. But
maybe dogs.
Yeah, no pets. But we'd have this big campfire, and it was at night, and it was real fun. Mm-hmm. Now, you have any other questions?
Well, do you have anything else you'd like to tell me?
Well, let's see. Of course, certain things pop up, you know, but not offhand, always. Let's see. Oh, Salida is not much bigger now than it was when I was born, mm-hmm. as far as population goes. But Poncha Springs is smaller than it was when I was born. I'm sure they had quite a bit of activity around here till the fires, and then of course that's where the hot springs was, and still is.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember it at all when people came out here to swim?
Well, they still do sometimes, mm-hmm. or the Boy Scouts do, mm-hmm. up there, but I don't remember. I was, of course, not when I was up here. Except after I moved, Alan Nachtrieb used to handle the Cub Scouts, and oh, she used to even race. She was quite a woman.
Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about Helen.
Oh, she was a lovely, lovely lady. We would chat and have parties, and she was a good cook. She was very popular, and she was good for the community. As she care and sharing, she took care of for years, and she was an excellent neighbor. Miss her.
Bet you do. I was going to ask you, Frank. You'd lived at 846 AF, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, for a little bit.
And did you live anyplace else in Salida?
We lived at, my folks lived at the smelter. They had
a house there?
They had a house there, the superintendent's house. Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember that, though. I was too young. I just remember being out there, that's all. Mm-hmm. But the house at 846F was my grandfather's and grandmother's home, mm-hmm. actually. And I think the reason I was there was because Mother had the... we both had the flu. We were amazingly lived because there were so many, many people. That was a terrible, terrible year for the flu. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What were you going to ask?
Well, let's see if I have anything else here that... So tell me a little bit about your parents, what they were like. Were they like strict or?
No, they weren't strict. We got along fine. My father was a very intelligent mathematician and chemist. Mother was an intelligent gal, and she got along. She was very talented. Sang. She went back to New York. Was asked by Juilliard to stay, mm-hmm. and be instructed there, but she didn't want to. She went back with my aunt to Fire Island to visit Gene Fowler, the writer. You've heard of him. Mm-hmm. They were very good friends of my aunt, Mrs. Yeager. Mm-hmm. And they went there, spent a couple, 3 weeks, I think. I've forgotten. I got letters from her. But no, they were fine. They didn't have any trouble with me much. I mean, not like some parents have trouble with. That's one thing that it's nice to bring children up in this area. I think it's a better area than the big cities, but they have to learn to get out in the big city to make the money mm-hmm. after they've got out of school. It's a tough deal there in that regard.
I was going to ask you about your aunt, Mrs. Yeager. Did they live here in Salida?
Oh, no. Only when she was a girl.
Girl. Mm-hmm. But she grew up here.
Well, yes. Mother and Aunt Ruth lived here. Mother was an athlete. A tremendous athlete. Mm-hmm. She was the best runner in the bunch and high jumper. And
so they had girl athletics then when
yeah,
she
was...
Yeah,
but my grandfather wouldn't let her go to the big meets.
Oh, really?
Well, he thought it wasn't ladylike.
Oh.
And he was a big, strong, very strong. He was a coupler for a while on the fire department before he became chief. And quick, you know, you'd have to be. But yes, she went to Denver to see my uncle, who had the big mortuary in Denver. He built the big one right there across the street from my father's place of business.
Oh, my. And where was that, your father?
600 Sherman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sherman Spur Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. I did a lot of real estate when I was down there. Yeah, I put in a restaurant down there later when I moved my memorial business and so forth. And good-sized restaurant.
Did you run the restaurant?
No, I just had the property and ran the real estate and different real estate deals. But well, you can't do everything.
Well, you made a good try at it.
Well, I don't know about that. You try on some things and you win on some, you lose some.
Well, Frank, I really thank you for... Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing. I was born here. At the same time, I was talking to Harold Tonoff one time, and he and I were born just almost the same time.
Oh, really?
And another one that was born as Virginia?
Yeah.
What's the fella's name, that Italian fella that he's still... Art...
Ferrero?
Ferrero.
Italian fella that what?
Art Ferrero and I were born at the same time, about.
Oh, Art Post.
Art Post.
Oh, Art Post. Mm-hmm. Well, were you born in the hospital?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
You don't know which one, right?
Yeah, it was the one that, not the Ryogram, the other one.
Red Cross?
Well, no, wait a minute. I guess it was, I don't know, whichever. There was quite a feud between Kerfman and Kokums, and I was born in Kerfman was the doctor, so I was born in his hospital. I'm sure, probably. I think that's sufficient.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Hope it helps you and.
Well, I know we have a lot of history we wouldn't have without it.
Well, there's people that were here. I'm sure they have certain memories of the time. But thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Right, dear.